Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Hello, Wetoto family joining us online, and those of you who are joining us on air, and of course, everyone who is in our Supercell Sunday in the community. For those of you who are not familiar with Supercell, as a church, we are a small group church, a cell-based church, and every last weekend of the year, we gather in the community for church. It is fun. We get to meet in our small groups. We bring food, we get to eat, we get to celebrate the things that God has done and pray for the next year. So that's what's happening across all Wetoto Church campuses. People are gathered in their community, and I know you're excited to be a part of the Supercell. What a year 2024 has been. And for us as Wetoto Church, it's been so special because we got to celebrate 40 years of God's faithfulness from the time our founders, Pastors Gary and Marilyn, came to Uganda and planted what is now Wetoto Church on the 22nd of April. 1984, that was our birthday. And so this year we've celebrated 40. God has been so good. And of course, our theme was in line with celebrating 40. Awesome God, do it again. And we got our theme from the book of Habakkuk, where Habakkuk prayed in Habakkuk 3 verses 2 and 3. He prayed and he said, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day, in our time. Make them known. As Wetoto Church, I tell you, we have heard of God's fame. 40 years. God has been amazing. And today, we stand in awe of his deeds. But you know what? There is more that God wants to do. And so our prayer is, God, we have heard, we stand, but we pray. Do it again, Lord. That's what our theme has been this year. And we started off the year by doing a 40-day prayer. It was amazing. I mean, 24/7, 40 days, non-stop prayer. How did we do it? Through our small groups. And we have seen God answer prayer. When we say God is awesome, what do we mean? We mean God, when you think about him, he's breathtaking. When you think about God being awesome, it means God is extremely impressive. It means God inspires awe inside of us. He's extremely good and excellent. That's who he is. So when we pray, God demonstrates his goodness to us. And we have seen it this year. Let me share some more highlights. Of course, we had the big celebration, 40 years of God's goodness at Kololo. Over 35,000 people gathered there in person, online, one of our largest online attendances globally. We praise God for that successful event. And during the celebrations, we also celebrated 30 years of God's goodness in helping us to rescue the most vulnerable children and women in community through Wetoto Child Care Ministries and also Wetoto Neighborhood. Great service and celebrating the things that God had done. That particular service, celebrating 30, it was good to see the Wetoto alumni come on stage and dance. They're now adults, they're married, they have their own businesses, come and redo their choir dances that they did many years ago. It was such a great one. And of course, our Wetoto story has been captured in a book that our founders, Pastors Gary and Marilyn, have written, Where Faith Lit the Way. We got to launch that book as well. And in the same season, Wetoto Worship Album, our very first album, sent us. It was such a great album. In fact, the worship team has been invited to different countries right now to do the Send Us album, and the music is touching lives. We thank God for what he has done this year. And when I think about the growth is given to us as Wetoto, this year we're now 18 campuses, physical and online. online, and we planted campus number 17 in Mukono. And I tell you what, it's not even 2 months yet, and the church is close to 1,000 people coming there at Colette Hotel. What a God we serve. He's so good. Our average attendance this year has been about 35,000 people coming in person. Our online is growing. We thank God for our on air. And Power FM, our radio station, is continuing to grow. And there is more we want to do with Power FM. We thank God for that. Lots of things. In our campuses alone, we had over 6,000 salvations. Amazing. And we just completed our Christmas cantata, A Light Has Dawned. It added another 1,000 people that gave their hearts to Jesus. What a God we serve. He is awesome. He is mighty. And we continue to celebrate Him. And I want to talk a little bit about the work we do to care for the community. By the grace of God, He's allowed us to continue that work. We have close to 3,500 children in our care, in our homes, and some of them are right now in higher education, getting ready to be churned out as responsible Christians and productive citizens. We praise God for that. And we've continued to rescue babies. Anybody, when there is a cry for a child that needs help, we respond immediately, because that's God's heart and that's what He's called us to do. And of course, the work in Watoto neighborhood just this year took in about 1,000 women who are going through the neighborhood program, restoring dignity to vulnerable women. We praise God for being a part of that work. And in the community, through ourselves, we have had impact through our seed projects. I think of my own cell, how we went together with other small groups and helped to renovate our police station that serves our communities. That's what we are about. We celebrate Christ, but we also care for community. Now, let me talk a little bit about the generosity of Watoto Church people. I want to thank you, Watoto Church family, for being extremely generous. You have demonstrated a heart for God by being cheerful givers. And not just giving cheerfully, but generously. And this year, again, we are on target to hit our goal for our tithes and offerings. And we praise God for that. But the big miracle this year, awesome God, do it again, has been in our miracle offering. I mean, it's an audacious goal, $1.5 million. We set it last year, took us about 8 months to hit our goal. But this year, we've not even completed the year, and our miracle offering weekend was in November. But right now, Watoto family, we are almost there. We are at 99% of our target. And I believe, God, that before the year ends, we're going to cross the $1.5 million target. Praise God. That can only be God at work, my friends. He is an amazing God. And in addition to the generosity you expressed through our miracle offering, Watoto family, you gave to our home refresh to help our children have a home refresh in our homes. I want to thank you. And as I speak about the generosity, right now, as I speak, our mission trucks are at Mombasa. They are being picked up and they're coming into the country. We are getting ready to reach our schools and begin to rescue our young people from all the evils that are attacking them in their schools. Listen to me, parents, and those of you who are guardians, we do a lot to try and put into our children when they are with us in our homes. And when they go to schools, there's other people that come to them. You know what? We are going to go there so that we can consolidate all the dreams and desires you have for your children. Our youth and children are the future for this country. We gotta reach them so that we can have an incredible generation of young, godly people that love our nation. That's what these trucks are about, and that is a result of the generosity in our miracle missions offering and other things that we get to do, like planting new locations. Very excited that what's going to happen next year as well. Gayaza, Watoto Church, Nakwero, we're going to be planting that out of our miracle offering. God is really good. Oh, Let me celebrate one more thing here. We had 287 of our Watoto children graduating through our Hope Vocational Technical Institute. Man, I thank God for that. Our dream is that that will be one of the best vocational institutes in Uganda. And we're beginning to see some of our young people graduating out of that. God has been good. I've just had a small moment to share some of the things He has done. God has been amazing. He is an awesome God. He's demonstrated that to us even as we've celebrated 40 years. We took time to recount from the time Watoto Church was planted to date the things He has done. We cannot even begin to count them. We are simply in awe of who God is. Now, I know that it's the same for you. And I also know that as we get ready to go into 2025, we look to the past and are very encouraged and inspired. And that gives us fuel for the future. What does 2025 look like? Now, I'm really excited about 2025. You know, here's the reality. We all live in three time zones: our past, our present, and our future. And those time zones are always in tension. For some of us, the past can be so successful that it keeps pulling us back and we never get to realize there's a whole future ahead of us. For others, it's the present. We could be overwhelmed by what we are going through right now that we lose sight of the future. And then there are others who are so future-focused that they don't realize the faith for the future that you need comes from what you've experienced in the past and what you have in your hand in the present. Those are the tensions we are always facing. So as Watoto, we are grateful for the 40 years. God has been amazing. We look today, we stand in awe of His deeds. And when we look at tomorrow, we are saying, God, we have heard, we stand, now we believe you. Repeat it again. And God's word for us next year, and we will be expounding on that word, comes from the book of Joshua, where God was telling Joshua and the generation then that believed him, God was telling them, get ready to inherit your promised future. And that's what God is telling us to do. Get ready to inherit a promised future He has for us. But there are three things God requires of us. And that's where our theme is going to come from. God requires us to be bold. God requires us to be strong. God requires us to be courageous. We need to have bold vision. We need to have strong conviction. And we need to be a people of courageous action. So next year, our theme is very simple: bold, strong, courageous. And we're going to talk more about it because those are the things God wants us to have in our hearts so we can inherit the future that is ahead of us. It's been such an exciting year. Very grateful to God for it, but also very excited about what's coming in 2025 and the years that lie ahead. It's going to be our first year after celebrating 40 so we can begin to write some new history for the glory of God. And the exciting part is, it's not just Watoto. There's something God is doing on the continent of Africa, and we get to be a part of it as Watoto Church to see His kingdom come and His will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. The whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the seas. And as Africa, we have a big part to play in that. We thank God for that. Now, as I begin to conclude, I would love you in your small groups, and for some of you who are watching on air, you can do it as a family, as friends as well, to have some discussion, because that's what Supercell is about. We get to hear the message and then we get to also discuss and eat together. So here's just a couple of questions for you to consider as you discuss in your small group. What is it Number one, what is it that you're so thankful for in this year 2024? It's the final Sunday of this year. Look back. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Get to share, either individually or as a family, as a cell. What has God done this year? What has the awesome God done in and through your life this year? Secondly, I'd like you to discuss what you're excited about for 2025, the year that's ahead. What is it that you're looking forward to? What are you excited about in 2025? And then thirdly, I know for some of us this year may have been extremely tough. And for some of us, we are really scared about 2025. I'd like you to take a moment as well and share some of your pains or some of your fears, your worries. And then when you're done sharing that way, pray together. Let's pray together. There's power when we pray together and care for one another in your small groups. So if you're watching on air, online, do take time with some friends or as a family and get to share some of those things. It's been great being with you today in our Supercell Sunday. And even as I close, I want to remind us that every time we gather as we're total family, whether online, in person, right now, in your small groups, we never want to come empty-handed. We always want to give. And so I also want to encourage you, get ready to be generous. And your cell leaders will guide you on how you can give, and that offering will come to the church. So it's also going to be a wonderful time of giving. In this final Sunday of the year, we want to be generous because God has been good. And for those of you watching online, the instructions are going to come up in a moment. But before they do, please allow me to say thank you. Every single one of you watching me right now, listening to me, every single one of you in a small group today, some of you have come for the very first time. You're so welcome, and you're being a part of our service today. Vanita and I count it an honor to be leading Watoto at such a time as this. And we are so thankful for the team of pastors, the team of support staff, the lead team. We are so thankful for the elders and the deacons and the various people that volunteer on various boards. We are so thankful for you. We exist to serve God by serving you and the vision God has given to us. This year, you have made it easy. You have been there. You have served. Some of you are volunteers. I just want to thank you on behalf of the Watoto leadership for being such faithful members and friends of Watoto Church. And so together, we want to say Happy New Year to you, and let's do more for the glory of God. Let's be bold. Let's be strong. Let's be courageous.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,